So in order to tell this story well, we need your help. Our teenagers are going to help us, but you're going to have to help them. There are four parts that we need sound effects for. You see, we're going to hear about an ancient city called Nineveh. Nineveh was a big city, so much so that the people would go, who's doing this? Wes, Davin, it says, ooh. So when you hear the word Nineveh, follow Davin, you're going to do? Excellent. In our story, there are going to be waves that sound like this. So when you hear the word waves with Elisheva, you're going to do? Very nice. Also in our story, there's a little bit, well, a lot of rain. Zev, how are we going to make rain? Splat, splat, splat. Follow Zev. He'll show you when to start and stop the rain. And the rain gets so bad that Wesley's going to show us how to do the thunder and lightning. Zep. All right. We'll try this one more. If you hear, what will you do when you hear the word Nineveh? Waves. Rain. Splat. Oh, zap. And actually the word, the cue there is thunder. All right, I was so excited about my friend Whale here. Because you can't tell the story of Jonah at Temple B'nai Shalom unless you are wearing a whale hat. All right, once upon a time, God spoke to Jonah and said, Jonah, I want you to go to the city of Nineveh and tell the people there that they have done evil. Tell them, Jonah, that God said to behave better or they will be punished. But Jonah did not want to go to Nineveh, and he didn't want to talk to God anymore either. So Jonah went down to the harbor, and he got onto a ship going to the city of Tarshish, which was the exact opposite direction from the city of Nineveh. He wanted to hide from God, but God found him on the ship. God brought big waves and lots of rain. And even some thunder, rainstorming on the sea. The storm was so big that the ship started to break apart. Jonah knew God had brought the waves and the rain and the thunder because he had tried to hide from God. Jonah told the sailors on board to throw him over into the sea, and as soon as they did, the thunder stopped, and the rain stopped, and the waves calmed down. Well, while Jonah floated in the water, God called a huge fish to swallow him up. Jonah lived in the belly of the fish for 3 whole days and nights. He had a lot of time to think and pray, and Jonah realized that trying to run away was wrong. God heard Jonah's thoughts and caused the fish to let Jonah go. And once again, God told Jonah to go to Nineveh to warn the people. This time Jonah went, and the people listened. They did teshuva. They stopped their evil ways. They apologized to other people they had hurt. They began to behave better. So God did not punish the people of Nineveh. This actually made Jonah angry. He thought if people do something wrong, they ought to be punished. But that is not what God wants. God wanted the people to do teshuva, to turn away from what they were doing wrong, to make up for their mistakes. God did not want to punish the people of Nineveh, and God does not want to punish us either. God would rather have us do teshuva and do the right thing. God wants to be able to forgive us all. So whether you are called to go to Nineveh, or you find yourself on the sea with waves, or you trapped in a rainstorm with lots of thunder, we know what God wants from us, to do the right thing.